We're doing the laws of Kiddush. We're in the middle of the 63rd chapter of the Kiddush Hanoch Mekol Chaim. After Kiddush, a person has to drink from the wine. So ideally, you should drink Melo Lugmav. That's a cheekful. And that's considered Rov Revius, meaning you should drink the majority of a Revius. So ideally, we try to drink a Revius, 87 grams, if you could. If, let's say, you're not able to drink that much, so you could take a sip and ask someone else to drink for you. I sometimes have heartburn, so I ask my wife. She should drink the Melo Lugmav, or the Revius. I'll drink my sip, and she'll drink the Revius. Ideally, everyone should drink from Kos Shel Bracha, from the cup that you made the blessing on. But technically, everyone's Yotze, once the guy who made Kiddush drank from it, or if someone drank from it. What you could do is give everyone a little sip, and then together we end up drinking a Melo Lugmav, the cheekful. That's also okay. But lechatchila, again, every person should have a drink. Now, how do you do this? So, the halacha expects us to be sensitive to other people and to also be careful not to pass germs around. And that's why the halacha expects that after you make the kiddush, before you take a sip, you pour from the wine into your own cup and drink from that. And every person pours from that cup, and we shouldn't have to share germs. What happens if you're with your own family? No one cares about sharing germs. So you could do that. I could tell you that when my kids were born, so we used to do that. They'd sit on my lap, and all the Shabbos meal, throughout the Shabbos meal, I'd have at least one kid on my lap, and we'd share the chont, and we'd share all the food, the rice, we'd share. And whenever a kid would get sick, so would I. And I noticed that this was going on. Every time a kid in the house was sick, I was sick too. So I decided, forget it, I'm not doing this anymore. And ever since I stopped sharing the food with them, I don't get sick every time they get sick. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But very often no. So it's highly recommended to be careful about hygiene, even with your own kids, because why should you get sick every time they do? Kids catch everything in Gan, you know? They share the toys with one another, they share the Lego with one another, everyone's putting everything in their mouths. So kids get sick much more than adults. But why should adults, you know, you're sharing your... We'd eat from the same fork. I'd feed him, I'd feed me, I'd feed him, I'd feed me, okay. And then he'd get sick, I'd get sick. So right after Kiddush, you should have another cup there, pour it into your cup and drink, and let everyone else pour from that cup. What happens if you're a guest at someone's house and they all drink from the cup? You guys have probably seen that. They make Kiddush, he drinks, he passes it to the next guy, they drink, and everyone, then they pass it to you. So halachically, you don't have to drink. But sometimes they won't understand it. So what you do is, I learned this the hard way. You do this. You put your thumb in front of the lip, and you don't put the thing to your mouth. You put your thumb to the mouth, and goodbye, you pass it to the next one. Halachically, you don't have to. The halacha says they are wrong. They shouldn't be pouring it in. The halacha says two reasons. One is because of germs. The halacha doesn't call it germs. The halacha says diseases, illness. They didn't have the word germs. And the other reason is because it might disgust the other person. You might want to make the other person want to vomit. So it says, even if you don't care, what about your guest? It says Rabbi Akiva was once a guest by someone's house, and the guy wanted to honor Rabbi Akiva, so he takes out his finest wine, he pours a cup, he makes a blessing in honor of Rabbi Akiva, Baruch Ta Hashem L'Kunim Baruch Olam, Borei Pri Hagafen. Takes a swig and gives it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, thank you. So the guy says, ooh, you want a better wine? Fine. He tells the servant, go fetch the older barrel. He goes, opens a better barrel, pours himself a cup. Rabbi, Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kunim Baruch Olam, Atova Meitiv. Takes a swig. Rabbi, have a drink. Rabbi Akiva says, no, thank you. He says, ooh, you really want something good. Tells the servant, go fetch a better barrel. And then one of the students tell him, stop, stop. If you won't drink before him, he'll drink. Just give him a clean cup. So you see, even Rabbi Akiva didn't feel like he owes it to his host to drink from their cup. If you're uncomfortable with it, I'm uncomfortable with it. So you don't have to drink from other people's germs. It's even recommended not to drink from other people's germs. I don't know why people do this at a wedding, at a bris. Everyone drinks from the same cup.
And they don't get sick. You have other blessings, but that's not one of them.
Sorry, Aviel. Herpes goes that way, serious. And
stop.
You don't know who has
now
herpes.
We're not talking germs. Now we're talking real.
You don't know who has herpes. You don't know who's a carrier of hepatitis B.
I guess.
You don't know hepatitis C.
Right. I don't know.
And you don't know AIDS.
Unless he's bleeding from his mouth. It could happen. I'm saying. No, all I'm saying, I don't follow what you're doing at all because you've been sick from other people's germs. So it's tried and true that if you stop being sick afterwards, it was your whole family. So.